Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Chase shows. More shows at the Chase Center have been announced. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see the Chainsmokers with 5 Seconds of Summer and Lennon Stella on November 29th, 2019 at the Chase Center. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 5th. I think that's 2 weeks from today. But you can win them right now. Skip the line, baby. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697, another Chase show. Exciting. We have a whole new place. Oh, they're booking it out. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Scott Caparo, our dear friend. Scott. He is performing at Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco tomorrow night. I believe that's his first show back here in the Bay Area. And you can see him while he's still fresh and happy before the world beats him down. He was just shot out of a cannon yesterday. Mm-hmm. Good times. Okay, guys, the new music today. There's a couple interesting things. First of all, tonight on Netflix, The Dirt is out. This is a movie about Motley Crue, the early years from their autobiography, The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band.
Will you watch it?
I will at some point. I don't know if I'll watch it tonight, although I might. I mean, I'm going to try and take it easy this weekend. They're saying don't look for this to be historically accurate, really, in many ways. Somebody at Rolling Stone went through the movie and came up with about 100 things that are like, no, that didn't happen that way. Tommy Lee's first encounter with Nikki Sixx is a bit off. They, in real life, they specifically met at a Denny's to talk about forming a new band. Nothing about it was random. He had Nikki Sixx had seen Tommy Lee in another band. It wasn't that they ran into each other and Tommy wasn't like a drummer in some marching band or something. It erases
that. That's what they make the foundation of Motley Crue. They phonied it up for the movie.
The movie shows a teenage Tommy Lee going to see Sixx play a show with his band London at a Sunset Strip club and then bumping into him afterward at a Denny's. Sixx tells him the band is over. He's looking to start a new one. He invites Tommy to try out as his drummer, even though the only experience Tommy Lee allegedly has is playing in his high school marching band. That's what happens in the movie.
And that's not true. Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It erases their original lead singer from history. They also did not meet Vince Neil at a backyard party where he was singing My Kind of Lover, a song that hadn't even come out yet. They talk about their signing. It wasn't
that
easy.
What's the point, then, if it's not accurate?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's stupid.
Tommy Lee didn't meet Heather Locklear the night of Vince's car accident. They're saying it's a lot of stuff that didn't happen that way. It was a lot more difficult than that. Mick Mars didn't get his hip replacement surgery until 2004, so that's apparently not accurate.
I know you have to fudge stuff in the movies, but for a movie about the band, it's their movie. Like, they could have... All right.
Anderson, Pam Anderson's not even mentioned in the film, apparently. The 9 years between 96 and 05, they apparently portray as some amorphous blob of time, and then they get back together. So anyway, it's on tonight. Playing them, Machine Gun Kelly's playing Tommy Lee. Douglas Booth, who is recognizable. I don't know what else I've seen him in, but he's playing Vince Neil. I'll hand you this picture in a second. I'm sorry. Douglas Booth plays Nikki Sixx. Daniel Weber is Vince Neil.
And that's who you recognize?
Daniel Weber? You'll recognize both these guys. I don't know who this guy is playing, Mick Mars. His name is... Ivan Rione. There's a picture of the band as portrayed in the movie.
I think the dude who's playing Tommy is also in Bird Box.
Machine Gun Kelly?
I think.
Is he one of the bad guys?
No.
Oh. Oh, is he the one who keeps doing the girl in the various rooms? Like, I love Machine Gun Kelly.
I think that's him, right?
Truthfully, I'm not sure. I wish I had realized that because I find him attractive. Weirdly. He seems so dirty and dangerous. Anyway, The Dirt, the movie about Motley Crue's early years, is debuting tonight on Netflix, and it would appear they've taken some liberties. And today, the soundtrack to the new Motley Crue Netflix movie, The Dirt, is out. What can you tell me about this, Brinny?
His name is Felix in Bird Box.
Oh, it's not him.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, no.
Oh, it is him.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Felix.
He's the guy doing the
one right. girl everywhere.
Yes. Right.
Fun. So this is a new original song for the movie.
That's right, yes.
Okay. So are you just going to play the new songs?
Well, no. I pulled a bunch of the old ones too just because
okay.
they were popular on the tracks.
Anyway, that is out tonight. Actually, the soundtrack's out right now. The Dirt, the movie, is out on Netflix tonight. Next up is a new Adam Sandler record. So I assume that there's probably some songs on here. He often does those. But
yes.
He's like 56 short little comedic bits. It's called 100% Fresh. Next up is Jenny Lewis. She's the singer for Rella Kiley. I was looking at her this morning. You know, that she's an actress. She's been on like 1,000 shows, like Grey's Anatomy.
And oh, really?
All kinds of like Law and Orders and all kinds of shows. And as a child, too, like she was, you know, sort of had a career as a
bunch of small roles, though, I think.
Yeah, that's no like starring mm-hmm. role. But for you, I believe she's still the singer for Rilo Kiley. I don't believe they disbanded, but this is her fourth solo album. It's called On the Line.
The album cover is very artfully done. You see that, Vin?
Yes.
Is it just her chest?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a very nice dress she's wearing.
It's really mm-hmm. just sort of like a teardrop neckline between her boobs. They look great, you
they
know?
They do, yes.
43-year-old boobies.
It looks like her mom was had a lifelong heroin addiction.
Oh, great.
Her mom died from liver cancer, a result from untreated hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. What a bummer. Yeah.
It's trippy how many artists, I don't know her story, but you hear stories, including Kurt Cobain's, where they have idols that were heroin addicts, and they figure, as an artist, that's for them. And then they wind up being addicts in a way that they had no... Same right. as, you know, when I guess, similar to how I started smoking.
All the cool kids are doing
it. Well, no, it's just that you feel like... you don't even know what addiction is, really. So
oh, this won't happen to me.
That you hear people quit.
Sure, all the time.
I'm strong, I'll quit, no problem. Like, so, yeah, I don't know if that's how that went for her, but she is an artist.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that record didn't like grab me and throw me down or anything, but it's nice. I like it. I like her voice so much. Strand of Oaks has a record out today. This is the sixth album. It's really Strand of Oaks is this guy, Timothy Showalter. He's playing at the Independent, or the band is, I should say. Strand of Oaks.
Never heard of him.
April 23rd. I thought, let's give him a chance.
Right.
He's going to be in town, so let's hear what this sounds like. Eraserland is the name of the record.
So that's what I was saying while I was recording this and trying to figure out where the hook was.
Is there a...
Well, I mean, I'd like a nice hook. Like
it does,
you know,
it does
right.
kick
in
a bit.
Of course.
When it kicks in with the drums, it just kind of does the same thing here.
All right, anyway, that guy, Timothy Showalter, Strand of Oaks. Wake up, please.
I know.
April 23rd of the Independent. Well, I thought we'd take a chance on him. You know, sometimes you win,
good.
Sometimes you lose.
We learned.
There's a couple other things. There's a Kate Bush retrospect. I love Kate Bush. I know not everybody knows her. It's a four-disc collection of B-sides, cover versions, and rare tracks, including her versions of Rocket Man and Candle in the Wind. It's called The Other Sides.
She 99 left balloons?
No. That's Nina. Yeah. Kate Bush, the only Kate Bush song I think most people know is that Running Up That Hill song.
Oh, I know Kate Bush.
Yeah, you know that one,
Running
right?
Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. I had a time to make a deal with God. And
yeah.
I'm going to switch our places.
Yes. You
go
like
run
that?
Up that hill. And that's actually my least favorite Kate Bush song.
Oh.
I actually love her. I think she's great. And so this four-disc collection of B-sides is something I'm actually marginally interested
You're gonna
in.
You're going to ask your thing to play it for you.
I am going
to
ask my thing to play it. It's called The Other Sides. We actually couldn't find it today. Like, we looked on Amazon Music. We looked on Apple Music.
That's
we looked
correct.
At all the places where we don't have to pay for music.
Well, that's
and
bad
we
news.
Couldn't find it. So maybe it's out today. Maybe it isn't. Kate Bush fans, be aware. Van Morrison is re-releasing his album called The Healing Game and has added two additional discs of rare and unreleased material, including B-sides, session outtakes, and duets with John Lee Hooker, Carl Perkins, and B.B. King. So if you're a huge Van Morrison fan... Sounds like this is the edition of the Healing Game that you want. Two edition, whole additional discs.
You like him?
You know, I do like, you know, Brown Eyed Girl. And there's a, is it a Domino? Is that one of his songs?
Domino. Wild Nights.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You know, it's some of the hits, but I know people who are like freaks for Van Morrison. I'm like, oh, really? That's who you're a freak for?
Well, he's good. I don't push play on it a lot either, but he's good.
Right.
Seems like he means it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's really serious about it. Yeah. There you go. Van Morrison, a reissue of The Healing Game that includes two additional discs of stuff that you've never heard before. So there you go. There's new music today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The doobie weed makes the news. A guy named Caesar Sayoc makes the news. And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
That is a hit.
I'm a sucker for you. That is a hit. God, I really... So good. I love it.
You gotta love a bouncy song.
Oh, so good. It reminds me of that, you know, it has the clapping too, but it does remind me of like sort of the, you know, the vibe and the beat of that Shawn Mendes song too. It's a good one. Yeah, it's nice. It's like a Friday song right there. I'm a sucker for you. Do, 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 do. It's good. Okay, that's enough of that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She's the best afternoon radio show host of all times. Join her later today as she broadcasts on these same airwaves, playing your favorite music. And what are you doing that for?
I don't know. Just, you know, commemorating that Jane's on. It's like, hey, everyone, remember, Jane's on.
Yuzi, do something. Not that! Oh. Don't do that! That's what you do? No!
California.
Yeah.
Anyway, check Jane out later today. She's wonderful. Here's what's happening. March Madness continues today. Unfortunately, St. Mary's are the team. The Gaels, they're out. Mm-hmm. So that's a bummer.
It was expected.
Well, they
but they, you know, they got close, right? What did you say, 57-61?
Correct.
Well, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. You know,
bounced right out. Bounced right out.
Bye.
And by the way, there's some games in the South Bay.
Right.
So you're going to see some.
Starting today.
I gotta believe it's sold out, but you know, either way, there's gonna be stuff to do. The bars will be filled.
Yeah, downtown's gonna be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jane's texts me. She goes, laughing so hard.
Ah. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Ooh. Jane. Jane.
Please stop. Please.
And it does.
Caesar Sayoc makes the news.
So where do I know that name from?
A former bodybuilder, stripper, and pizza delivery worker who was living in his van there in Florida. He built bombs right there in his van. And sent them to President Donald Trump's enemies.
Yeah.
So
none of the bombs went off, right?
No, none of the bombs went off. They say it's because he's incompetent and couldn't build bombs. Mm. Which is lucky for the people who received them.
Yes.
He says he was in federal court in New York yesterday. And he entered a plea and said, I'm extremely sorry. He never intended for the devices to explode. He's looking at life in prison at sentencing on September 12th on 65 counts, including weapons of mass destruction and mailing explosives with intent to kill. In exchange for his guilty plea, they have dropped a charge that carried a mandatory life sentence. But he wept openly in court, and I hope nobody there felt sorry for him for one second. So he was living in a van that was plastered with Trump propaganda and stickers and Pence and anti-Hillary stuff. And speaking of Hillary, she's one of the people who got the bombs.
I think Feinstein got got a bomb. Or
President Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, several members of Congress, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, right.
President Barack Obama, Robert De Niro. They were all targeted by this guy. Again, the bombs didn't go off. They say that these so-called pipe bombs, he made them in his van with rudimentary materials bought from stores right there in town. The devices never posed a threat to their targets because they were so poorly made. But they believe that he
intended them.
Didn't realize how bad he was at that. Mm. So, goodbye. September 12th,
forever.
I believe, is the sentencing, but there he was in court, crying.
Boo-hoo.
And saying how sorry he was.
Well.
It's not just you, it's May.
May?
Yes, you.
New data shows.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly right. New data shows more than half of young people in America don't have a romantic partner. We've crossed the halfway mark. But ladies and gentlemen, of the 18 to 34 demographic, your hero, Human, has finally, I think, given up the charge. And is ready to settle down. He's been taking resumes out here.
He is looking for a partner. It's hard to be human and not have someone to share it with. He goes to amazing places, does amazing things.
Right.
Is in amazing pain.
Maybe
he
when my
my
back gets better, I'll
start
to. Don't
you want someone to help you through it?
Well, I think that's a weird way to start off, right?
I mean, I don't know. If you meet someone in the, you know, intensive care.
The heart wants what it wants.
Let's
move on.
Let's date so you can take care of me.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right.
What it was.
Just over half of Americans between 18 to 34, 51%, say they do not have a steady romantic partner. Our society is changing before our eyes.
Well,
and these
use
are people.
The hookups.
These are people who say in the article, there's a 24-year-old woman who says she's been trying to. She's on OkCupid, Coffee Meets Bagel, Hinge, Tinder, Bumble.
Wow.
She's on a volleyball team where she's hoping to meet someone like-minded and just hasn't connected.
Mm. How old did you say she is?
She is 24.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Well, I happen to know that.
How about 44?
Plenty of time.
Christina has more than one friend that aren't 24 and they're dating.
Right.
But nothing steadies.
Well,
no connection.
Yeah.
It's like I say, be interesting, not interested. And if you want to have a baby, then go ahead and have one. Plenty of ways to do that. And, you know, don't feel like you need that person to complete you. Like, complete yourself.
How would you have done to raising two kids on your own?
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have had children. I wasn't planning on it.
Mm-hmm.
John talked me into it. He tricked me.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, you know, look at you. You've got a rocket scientist and a rock star. Mm-hmm. It went well for you guys.
We'll see.
I mean,
we
come on.
See.
You got a baseball star.
You know what?
Star.
Neither of them has a romantic interest.
Of your boys.
Well, at least not that they're telling mom about.
Well, right. You know what?
The older one would, though, I think.
It's interesting when I hear that because I was thinking about them as young boys.
Mm.
Not, I mean, teenagers. But,
right.
But you know, I was dating at 13. I had girlfriends at 14, 15,
yeah,
all the way through school.
Right.
So when you weren't saying that no one was coming around and
there was no romantic thing going on for either of them.
I felt sad. Not, I don't feel sorry for them. They have a great life. It's all good. But I feel like you are missing something if you aren't experiencing the butterflies in your tummy.
I think
and
they
the...
both want to. It's their, you know, I just think things have changed a lot.
Yeah. But someone's out there dating.
Clearly, right.
I mean, I think that you have to pursue it. Right. You have to decide you want to try that stuff.
Well,
and I understand why you
busy.
Wouldn't.
They have their own things, too. I know. I mean,
asking
listen,
a girl
I'm not...
out is hard.
Sure.
Asking anybody out when they could possibly, here's your heart. You walk up. Hi. I really am interested in you. And they say no. I mean, that's.
They drop kick your heart for you. Here you go. Go find that. Get out of here. My heart.
What did that lady say? I'm not at all interested.
I'm 100% not interested.
I think I have a crush on you. She leaned across the table, looked me dead in the eyes, and said, I am 100% not interested. And I went, oh.
That is painful.
That hurt.
That's
did you say that hurt?
Yeah, I did. I went, oh, that hurt. And then I looked at her and I said, well, you know what? That was a clean break. You know, a lot of people I've encountered would have been like, well, you know, give me three more galas, two trips to Europe, and then I'll decide. But this one was like, you know what? I'm not interested. And I was like, oh, thank you.
But you'd been on six dates. You were like crushed after that too.
Just for 2 days. Like really? It wasn't. Yeah, at the most. At 44, you get over it fast.
She didn't leave any holes in that. There was
she didn't.
No. It was. I'm 100% not interested. But she could have added something. She could have said that in a kinder way. Like,
well, she,
I don't see a way forward for us romantically. I treasure you as a friend.
She did later.
Really?
Not that
after
night.
After first, she went. Let me cut off your arm with this knife.
You know the funny thing about that dinner is you can't just leave. You can't just be like, bye. You have to like finish the meal. You have to talk about things. But in the back of your mind, you're like,
100% not interested in you. 100% not interested in you. 100% not interested in you.
And then you got to drive.
Yeah, thank you. Next.
Yeah, and then you got to drive her home, and then the awkward hug, and you're like, oh.
That's brutal.
This is why I'm single, because
that is brutal.
It is brutal.
Brutal, but, it you know, it only took you 2 days to get over it, as opposed
to. Well, this is why my back.
Well, you're not alone.
Oh, you're blaming her for your back?
Well, I don't know. It's a combination of a lot of things.
You're considerably older than the demographic we were just talking about, but. Over half of people 18 to 34, single, hopelessly single.
It's okay. It's going to be all right.
See,
you're
there
free.
You go.
Right.
Well, and
free
listen.
Falling.
I am free falling.
Better by far than all the other single people. You're the most eligible bachelor in the Bay Area
according to the
Knob Hill Gazette.
Oh, yeah, the Knob Hill Gazette.
Yes.
Gazelle.
Thank you.
The Gazelle Bunchen.
Giselle Bundchen.
CVS Pharmacy announced this week they will begin selling hemp-derived CBD products in 8 states.
Mm. Oh.
The national drugstore chain will be marketing the topical cannabinoids? Whatever. Products such as creams, sprays, and roll-ons.
And are these the non-THC, don't
yes,
get you high? These
right.
are just... You know, supposedly the things that make you feel great.
We are
great.
Carrying hemp-derived CBD yeah. products in select states to give people alternative care options. And California will be one of the states.
You rub that on your back. Maybe it'll cure you.
So the drugs I'm on, they don't do well with the edibles at all. They fight each other.
Well, these are topicals. So you just rub it on.
Yeah,
cannabinoids. So that's how you say it.
I do have a topical that I THC and a CBD.
You have a THC rub on that you can. Does it get you a little?
It calms the inflammation.
What do you mean? Huh?
You know, a little high.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a boner.
Oh, I'm no, like, no. I don't want to know anything about his boners.
I was getting it. It's so funny that you're playing this. I was getting a massage yesterday on my psoas muscle, and the masseuse was telling me, you know, the most famous person I ever met? I go, who? She goes, Afro Man. I go, wow.
Human, I think you're more famous than Afro Man.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
You should have said to her, nope, you're rubbing. You're the most famous guy.
I was like, where'd you meet him?
Afro Man's your second at most.
She said he was at a small little hotel in Maine. I'm like, that's crazy.
How was she doing in Maine?
I don't know.
What's she doing here?
Her name is Kelsey. She was telling me, I was like, this is so weird. Afro man.
She must have rode the rails here and have some story.
A bag over her shoulder on a stick.
You really got to get that story out of her next time, would you?
I think her family's from there. She's a massage therapist in Oakland.
Oh, so they're not good looking. That's too bad.
That's too bad. Anyway.
Afro man.
You'll be able to get the CBD products right there at CVS stores.
All right.
Here in California.
Boy, it really is mainstreaming, huh?
My buddy got it for his mom. Not the, I think he got her the.
Get stone kind?
I think so. The under your, because when he said I had to get these for my mom, her husband, my buddy's dad, has some sort of dementia.
Oh.
And she's working like way overtime dealing with the problems that are coming up out of this, including he keeps disappearing.
Oh,
so
no.
So they're just, she's like stressed. And so they got her some of these, hoping that when she can get a moment to herself, she can relax, like fully let it go. So we'll see.
Let it go.
But I know there's a lot of desperate people out there hoping this is the answer. So,
well, people willing to try anything. Maybe it'll work for some of them.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Sarah, Iwan Rheon is Ramsay Bolton on Game of Thrones.
Iwan Rheon?
The guy from the dirt.
Can I see that? Did you hand it back to me?
I don't have it. Did you hand it to me?
I did. I threw you it was the picture of the cast. Oh, I really want to see that.
I can't help you right now.
Darn it all. I really want to find
it. I found
it. Oh, you did? Oh my God, yay! Okay, so let's have a look at that. Oh my God, it is him.
Iwan Rheon.
This guy, it has to be some other way.
Which one is he?
He's Mick Mars.
Iwan Rain.
Oh, this is awesome.
I like Iwan Rheon.
I like Iwan Rheon too, but I'm sure his name's like Ivan.
How do you pronounce it,
Brent? Rheon. Oh, hold on. Yeah, can you see how to pronounce it?
Let me look it up. I'll be back.
It's Iwanrheon.
I see it. Hold on. I just hit the pronounce button.
He's way too good looking to play Mick Mars. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. I love that guy.
Who, Mick Mars?
No.
Iwan?
Iwan Rheon. Ramsay Bolton. Oh, man, when she feeds him to those dogs.
Man, the Irish. The way they spell stuff.
I know. It's like they don't know how to spell or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, how do you say it?
Iwan Rheon. There's no D.
Iwan Rheon.
Is there a D?
No.
Iwan Rheon. Well, that's what I'm calling him that for. Iwan Rheon.
How dare you just run right through that like Iwan that,
Rheon. Let's hear it again.
My name is...
Iwan...
My name is...
My name is...
My name is...
Iwan Rheon.
Slim
Iwan
Shady.
Rheon. Will the real Iwan Rheon please stand up?
Okay, listen. If there's a duh in Iwan your Rheon. Name, you gotta have a D.
You don't. You're silent D's. The guy's
this
Irish or something,
a silent
right?
D,
Iwan
is
Rheon. Iwan Rheon. Oh, maybe that's it. He just was rolling to the R. Iwan Rheon. Iwan Rheon. I am Iwan Rheon.
Rheon. Yeah.
Iwan Rheon.
He's the super bad guy, right? The worst guy of all time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty good.
Oh man, it's great. Of course
well,
is
he
Rheon.
Worse than the guy that bangs it's his like daughters and then puts the kids up for the White Walkers?
That guy's bad too. That was Craster.
That guy.
Craster's
was...
keep beyond the wall.
He
oh my
like,
God, I can't
he,
wait.
He
cannot
had like
wait.
70 daughters he was banging.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And if they had a baby daughter, he'd let them keep it.
I know.
But if they didn't.
Because they were going to be future.
Wives.
Craster's
wives. / daughters.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I can't find a word with a silent D, just so you know.
Iwan Rheon.
Here's a text.
Okay.
928 says, good morning, Alice crew. My mom and I have been listening for several years from Scottsdale, Arizona. Damn. The syndication money.
Oh, it is annoying.
She first discovered The Secret Show and then figured out you had a whole radio broadcast. We love you all.
Oh.
And your show is the highlight of our day.
Randomly found us. That's
wonderful. I am coming to San Francisco for the first time for my bachelorette party in July and hoped you could recommend some fun bars that play good music. I have a hybrid taste of Sarah and Vinny and not club or just must-dos.
Yeah, I don't think we're qualified to do that.
Asia SF. Let's go to Asia.
I'm in my mid-20s, but I am more of a dive bar girl.
Oh.
I understand you probably get hundreds of emails, but thought I would give it a shot. The deuce?
Yeah.
What?
Like a dive bar. Come on.
Cheers, Brianne.
I found a word with a silent D.
Okay.
Edge.
Edge? No, edge. Yeah, I guess maybe it is kind of a silent D, isn't it? Edge.
I'm sorry, Brianne. My party people can't help you, and I never leave the house after 6 p.m., yeah. So you're on your own.
To the
right,
edge.
We're back to the...
Where you at?
Dive bar.
All right, let's break.
Okay, let's do it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.